Learning over here today, Daf Mem Dal Beis. B'chol Yom Chayisa Kaveda V'Hayom Kala. Torah Lenten Baraisa. B'chol Yom Chayisa Chayisa Gedela Gedela Ova. V'Hayom Rach. Every single day was the Gedela was Ova. What does Gedela mean over here? That it's the makeup. The Gedela means it's makeup. It was the thickness was thick. V'Hayom Rach. Right. That's what it means over here. The Gedela. The Gedela means the constitution. The constitution of the material. Doifna shel machta. The word gidla means the doifna shel machta. The constitution of the machta was thick. Vayom rach. The cholim hoysa kitzara. Shorthand. Vayom hayom aruch. My time. What's the reason? Kadesh shet hey zuroya shel kohen gadol misayatoi. So that the arm of the kohen gadol shel kohen, because he needs to put the handle by his arm in order to lift up the machta. By having a long handle, you're able to lean the weight of the machta on the prime on his arm. Tana, b'chol yom halohayolam ni ashtik, v'ayom halohayolam ni ashtik. What is a ni ashtik? We do not have over here a bell. A ni ashtik means a ring. It means a ring on the handle. And the purpose of having a ring is because they put a bell. They put a clapper inside of the ring in order that when the koyel comes out, v'nishma koyeloi bivoyoy la'koydesh. Why? Because the koyel gadol did not have the pamoin, he was not wearing the me'il. Being that the koyel gadol did not wear the me'il, he only wore the dal begadim, because you don't wear the me'il inside the kodesh hakodashim, because of ein kategor nasa sanegar, he only wears the four garments, so we have to still be able to mekayim the pasuk v'nishma koyloi bivoyoy el hakodesh. Memela, that's why they had a ring at the end of the handle to which they would attach a bell or a clapper to make noise in order that it should be heard. Vaita, divrei b'chol yom halohayolam nashtik. Vayom halohayolam nashtik. Divrei ben hasagon. Who says this? Anaya Mensch. The one that says this was, these are the words of the Ben. The words of Ben Hasagon. You ever heard that person before? I never heard a person by the name of Ben Hasagon. Next, the whole year round, the gold was Yeroik, was greenish. Okay, there are seven different types of gold. Seven varieties of gold. There is Zahav, Uzahav Toiv, that's number two, Zahav Toiv, Uzahav Oifir. Oifir comes, what's Oifir? Oifir is in a place. It's a place in the Welt. Somewhere in the Welt. Okay, Oifir. Uzahav Mupaz. Another type of gold. Uzahav Shochut. These are all different types of gold. I don't know what they are. Vizav Sagur. Vizav called Gov Sagur. Vizav Parvim. And the Mar explains. Zahav Uzahav Toiv. How do you know there are two different types of gold? Still, since the Pasuk was Zahav Haritzahi Toiv. Okay, that's the Zahav that's the gold, the good gold. Zahav Ophir, the Ase Me Ophir. It's a name of a place. Where is Ophir? I once knew what this was. What is Ophir? It's a name of a place. Where is Ophir? Borough Park? Where is Ophir? Ophir is Peru. I think Ophir, if I remember correctly, Lichtenkop, it's Peru. Did you ever go to Peru? Did you ever go on a vacation to Peru? If you go to Peru, bring back some Zahav Ophir. Vait Zahav Mufaz. What does it mean, Mufaz? It's Shadoime. It is similar to Lepaz. Right? That's what you say. You say over here, you say Baruch Shamar. Kesem Paz. Paz Bigamatra 87. How many words are there in Baruch Shamar? 87 words. Why? It's Roishoi Kesem Paz. The beginning of Psuke the Zimmer is pure gold. Paz, it's Paz. Paz is 87. Zav Shochut, Shenitfer Kichut. It's very thin. It's threaded, it's very rach. It's lightweight. Zav Sagur, what's Zav Sagur? Shbishosh and Shenifdach kol hachanuyos, niskarois. When Shenifdach, when this gold is on the market, all of the stores close their doors. Why? The quality is so great, the quality is so chashuv of this gold, that no one wants anything else. Once you have a good thing, you know of a good thing, then you cannot settle for for something that's lesser quality. Vita. Zav parvim, shadoy miladam haparvim. It's red. Shadoy miladam haparim. It looks like the blood of a par, which is very red. Rav Ashi Amar Chamisha in there, he disagrees. He holds there are only five different types of gold. He holds there are not seven golds, there are only five golds. But each of the five golds comes in two qualities. It comes the standard quality, the Zahav, and the Zahav Toif. Okay, so therefore there comes out there are only ten. We learned until now there are seven golds, and among the seven golds there is Zahav, Zahav Toif. He learns, no, there are only five golds. And all of the five golds, there's the variety called Zav, and the variety called Zahav, Zahav Toif. Time Libra Tainam, Yachim Cholim Hoyo Zahav Yorick was greenish, Vayim Odom, Vahainu Zahainu Zab Harvim, Shadoim Ladam Ladam Porim. Okay, another Braisa, that Cholim Hoyo Zahav Yorick, going back to what it says in the Mishnah, every day it was a greenish gold, and today, Hayoim. You say the yoims at the end of the yoim. You say seven times the word yoim. You know that at the end of Shemoneh Esher. Why do you say seven times yoim? It's a day of gold. Hayoim ta'amtzeinu, hayoim tegadleinu, hayoim tevarecheinu. Seven hayoims corresponding to the seven golds. Vayta. And when it says that it was red, the red is that's what kind of gold will they use for the machte and the Yom Kippurim. They use the gold of the parvim shadom l'dam parim. Next, b'chol yom makrif paras shachris. B'chol yom hayis da'akav yom da'akav min da'akav. Okay, every day they every single day they had a pras shachris for the keteres. And on Yom Kippur they had an addition to the pras, to the money, they had an additional meloy chofnayim, a fistful, in order for the lefnayim v'lefnim. What else? Every single day it was just daka, and on Yom Kippurim it was daka min hadaka. Tanu rabbanon daka. When it says nitzar daka, my tamalim baholik v'nema v'shachakta mivenu hadek. Already he says you should go on the keteres into the hadek. Why then does it say the word daka? Nachamol and avoides hayom of Yom Kippurim to teach you el lahavi. Daka min hadaka, a bazundra, a special type of guitarist. Should we daka min hadaka? Right. B'chol yom kayam al oil b'mizrachot b'kevesh. Every day you have to follow those of traffic laws. The kayam go on the right, and they come down on the left. Yom Kippurim, then you go up the center. It's the center. Yom Amar kol pina shat the point of lo yehu ela derech min l'mizrach. Why you go up on the right and come down on the left? Because when you're facing forward, you're always on the right side, the Yamin, and the Yamin the Mizrach. When you're going in the Beis Hamikdash, the right side, when you're on the Mizbech and you're facing right, the right is on the Mizrach, because you're standing on the south side with your back to the south. You're facing Tzofain. So when your back is to the Dorim and your Panim is to the Tzofain, Menela, the right side, is going to be Mizrach Vaita.
Which Daf?
Daf Mem Hei. Mo Hashem Elikecha Amar Aleph. We're up to a new piece of Gemara now. V'hayoyim, Elim Be'emsa. Be'emsa. Daf Mem Aleph, Mem Hei Amar Aleph. It's the word, it's like a third down. By the Toysis, V'chi Tal Al Datcha. See that Toysis? That's the word right there on the side. V'hayoyim. V'hayoyim oilin be'emsa.
One second, v'hayoyim?
V'hayoyim, the last word in the line, by that Tosfos.
V'hayoyim
be'emsa, v'yoyim be'emsa. My time, what's the reason why on Yom Kippurim the Kohen Gadol does not follow the laws of traffic? Why does he go up the center and come down the center? There, it's Mishum.
But isn't there among them that says even all year round he goes in the middle?
In the Chanan, but everyone, the common denominator is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what's the reason? Why? Why don't we tell him to follow the laws of traffic? Mishum Kvod Kohen Gadol was like Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdolos, when the head of state comes to the city and they drive, they close down the streets and they drive the entourage in the center of the street. They go down the center of the street. Weiter. My time Mishum Kvod Kohen Gadol. Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Ode Raglim and Akiyor. And today he's Mekadesh from the Akitoin Shells of My Timer. Mishum Zolbazach Mishum Kvod Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom hayu sham arba ma'arachis, there were four fires. Here we go. Turn on the button. B'chol yom hayu sh'tayim ma'arachis. We have now a Brais. The Brais can present different opinions. If you remember, we learned the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah four or three different opinions. And here we go to the opinions. Turn about the Brais. The Shtei the Brais. B'chol Yoy. M'chayu Shtayim Marocha. Yitzkiu two Marochas. V'hayom Shalosh. What are the two? Achas Marocha Gidoyla. One is the Marocha Gidoyla that they went and they burnt all of the Korbanos. V'achas Marocha Shnir Shal Ketores. And there's a second fire in order to make coals for the Ketores twice a day. And today on Yom Kippurim, they have another one, V'achas Shemosif B'Yom. And the one that they make special for Yom Kippurim in order to make coals to take inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. So again, the whole year, there are only two Marochas according to this man, the Yomar. The Marocha Gidoyla, that's for the Korbanos.
But of course, it's obvious it's not according to this opinion, Abram Marochas, the way how the Gemara starts.
It says two and three. That's what it says. We're going now all the opinions.
Two and three?
We're going now through all the opinions. Talk about M'chol Yom Ha'yu Shtayim Marochas. V'ayom Shalosh. The whole year round, what are the two Marochas? Achas.
But he starts off by saying M'chol Yom Ha'yu Shama Abram Marochas.
No, that's the quote from the Gemara. Go right. That's the quotation from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah. Then we go into the Braisa, which is going to elaborate and present all the opinions. The Mishnah also presented all of the opinions. So now we're quoting a Brais that's going to elaborate and tell us exactly what they are. So B'chol Yom Ha'yu Shama Arba Tanabon, B'chol Yom Ha'yu Shtayim Marochas, V'Hayom Shalosh, Achas Marochas Marach Gedoyla, Okay, V'Achas Marochas Shniyah Shlok Keteris. One was for the Korbanos, one was for the Keteris. They made coals. They made a Marocha just to produce coals so the Kohen Gadol can take from those coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What about the other one is the Marocha for the regular Keteris. And now Yom Kippurim, they have a third one to make special coals to go inside the Kodesh HaKadosh of Yachas, Shemosif, Rabbi Yom, Dere Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosiya, Imer, Bechol Yom, Shola, Shu, three fires, Vayom, Arba, Achas, Shem, Menach, Gdela. Yachas, Menach, Shnei, Shol, Teres, Yachas, Shel, Kiyom, Ho'esh. There's another one called Kiyom, Ho'esh. Now what is Kiyom, Ho'esh? So we look in the Holy Rashi. Rashi tells us, what is this thing called the Kiyom, Ho'esh? Where is the Rashi? There is no Rashi. I cannot find a Rashi. No, it is a Rashi. Of course it's a Rashi. Rashi wouldn't tell us. Rashi is alive and well, Rashi. Rashi is mamish, unbelievable. Ki she'im ein eish shel marocha gedoyla mis'she'im. Ein eish shel marocha gedoyla mis'kaber.
Rashi
dibur hamaschil kiyum ho'esh. There was every single day there were three fires on the Mizrach. Rashi.
Yeah, I have it.
She'im ein eish shel marocha gedoyla miskaber moisifin olav mizeh. If for some reason it's weak, it's not a big fire, the fire is not burning strongly, they would take fire from the backup. It was like a backup fire in order to enhance the fire on the marocha gedoyla. Vaitin the Gemara, V'achas Meshum Masifin Olav B'Yom, they will Moise B'Yom, that was for Yom Kippurim for the moment to make coals for the Keteres.
But they didn't add to the fire. They didn't add to the fire that a separate fire, like a backup fire.
It's a backup fire. It's a monarashi.
They didn't put wood. They didn't add wood to the fire.
I don't know what it means. It's a very bizarre Rashi. Shem ein ish.
I don't think they added, like, you
wood?
Know, you have a barbecue in the backyard, you want to, or campfire, you just throw in some additional logs. I don't think they did that.
Well, you throw in from barbecue, some fuel, some oil, whatever. Here it is, Shem ein ish shel marocha gedola mitzkaber. If it's not enough, it's not prevailing. Moisifin olav, you add fire. Mizeh. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? You translate the words, but what's going on over here? I do not know. Obviously, when you're dealing with the fire in the Mizbeach, you're not dealing with an ordinary fire. You're dealing with Kedusha. You're dealing with a Bazundrik, a Kedusha, and Mimela over here. The words of Rashi have to be understood in that context. You go ask a pyromaniac what this means. He's not going to be able to explain this to you what this means. Ask a fireman. We'll go and tell your road and go ask the fire department to be masbir what this Rashi means over here. Shem ein eish shel marocha gedoyla miskaber, moisif in olav mizeh. What? What does that mean? Like you said, Rabbi Sholeman said, go take some more wood, take some more charcoal, take some oil. There's a whole industry of how to make a good barbecue. Turn up the gas. No, if the fire is not miskaber, so you take fire. A fire is a dervish in my mamish. You just
That's
can't
what it
take
means?
Fire.
You add fire.
I don't know what it means. I read the words over here. What does it mean over here exactly?
So why can't you?
What does it mean exactly?
Why can't you say you add wood?
Oh, that's what Shaul Lehman just asked that question. Okay. But that's not what it says. It says, doesn't say that in Rashi. It says there's a special fire, and in the event that the fire in the Mizbech is not miskaber.
Oh, it's a Chikim Oesh. Oh, I see.
I don't know what this means. Obviously, the answer has...
How do you add fire?
As I said, for 5 minutes, I don't know what it means.
You can't add fire.
Obviously, with the
put
answer...
more fire?
Obviously, yeah. The answer lies in understanding that the fire here is a spiritual fire. It's not an ordinary fire. Look, proof to you. In last 2 weeks ago, in Parshas Bamidbar, you had the Masois, and it says they what did they do when they took upon the Mishkan. It says they took the fire and they covered the fire.
Yeah.
They covered the fire in a piece of cloth. It's like an object.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's
it's an object. It didn't burn. What do you mean? You take it in your hands and you go, we're taking apart the Mishkan, the Levim, they take apart this. Oh, the Mizbech, take it apart. Oh, the fire. So put the fire in a bag. You have a plastic bag, cover it with wool and with artachash. Really? Yeah? So what does this mean? Obviously, we're not dealing here with ordinary fire. We're dealing with Davar Ruchni. Mela, it's not for us to understand.
It says this was a special covering just for the fire?
Yeah.
Even though after the
Rashi elaborates. Rashi says they put in some type of container. Okay. It doesn't make sense.
Interesting.
Obviously, what it means is it was Davar Ruchni.
Yeah.
A Davar Ruchni. Right in the Gemara.
Wasn't entirely a davar ruchni because you see it burnt the karbanis.
That is ruchni. The carbon is a davar ruchni. A carbon is a davar ruchni. What is a carbon? Chvesnish.
No, carbon is a physical thing, an animal. The animal
we understand
part.
What karbanis are all about. We understand what we have. No one today has any saga what it means to bring a carbon. Well, you take an animal and you slaughter it and you take its blood and you sprinkle and you burn it and I get kapara. What?
No, of course, we don't understand.
What does that mean? So the whole thing is so far removed. How could we begin to understand, think we understand this? What does it mean to be karbanos? Vaita.
Yeah.
Next, there we go, Rabbi Meir. Well, the gears on the side. I have a different gemara than you today because I couldn't find the mesiftas. I have a different gemara than you today, and my gemara have an ois vav on the side. Where does this ois vav go to? The ois vav on the side of the gemara goes to where? I can't even find where it goes to. Beer hat rishonim. Ois vav. This is a very hard. Letters are too small for my eyes to see over here what's going on. I don't even know where it goes to. Vaita. Rabbi Meir Oimer was in parentheses. Oimer b'chol yomar, but there were four. Vayom chamesh. What are the four? Achash, a marach gedoyl, v'yachash, a marach chetashin shal teres, v'yachash, l'kim oesh, v'yachash, oh, anayadin, anaya fire, v'yachash, le'ivarim, ufidorim, the limbs and fat.
By the way, I found it. It's in Agoyah Tziyunim.
Yeah, what does he say?
But twice it's less.
Doesn't know where Rebbe Meir. Is it Rebbe or is it Rebbe Meir?
Rebbe
Meir. All right, whatever. Is it Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Meir HaKadosh? So whatever is over here is that they would go another fireball where?
Chol yom arba.
V'hayom chomesh. Achash shalom roch gedolah. V'achash shalom roch shnir shalom gedolah. V'achash shalom kim o'ish. V'achash le'evodim ufidodim shalom nis aklu. The limbs and the fats that did not get burnt. They were not burnt. Mibe'erev.
So what happened to it?
So it was not completely consumed from the night before. They did not want to burn it. They did not want to burn it together with the new karbanos because it's almost like noisa. Let's see Rashi. You don't want to burn it. Shlosh da'achlu shalol nidnu al marochel oy nidnu. Wait, shalol misachlu shalol nidnu al marochel oy nidnu v'loy hispiku lehisakel. So I guess what it means over here is that you don't want to go burn it with the new karbanos. It's like noisa almost. It's supposed to be burned bo bayom. If for whatever reason it was not burnt before the next day, it was not proper that it should be burning together with the new karbanos that are fresh. You don't burn fresh karbanos with karbanos from yesterday. For some reason, these karbanos were not completely consumed by the morning. And therefore,
what happens to them?
No, so they don't take it off. They have a special fire on the mizbeach for the meat that did not...
That takes longer to...
That is not completely burnt. Obviously,
consume.
It means that there's no... When it comes, obviously, there's a problem that means that there's a lack of kapara. It says in the Medrash that when a person brought a karbon and the kohen brought the emurim on the mizbeach for the person, if the smoke did not go up perfectly in a straight line, but the smoke dispersed, this was a siman muvok that Hashem does not...
Smoke or fire?
The smoke. If the smoke did not go up in a straight column from the karbon, then the kohen knew that Hashem does not forgive this person. The person that the person is not sincere bringing the karbon, and the kohen says to him, get out of here, you're a navarian, you're a bad person.
We're talking about b'shayging now.
you only bring a carbon b'shoygeg.
Right.
And the person, or let's say you bring a nadav and oila, so let's say you only bring for kavod, you're not bringing, you're not for sincere reasons. So there was a siman mavok. If the smoke says in the mid, have it only in that sefer, in the zichamin, zichamin, the gvir, the gvir. He has here in the safe and murder gevor that if the smoke didn't go up straight, it was a simen hashemayim that the Eibishter is not happy with the petitioner, with the person that's bringing the carbon, and the kohen knew, and the kohen would give him musar or would throw him out of the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
That's what it says there. Zichme amunkatsha. Everyone, what is the common denominator? Tarta Islu. Everyone, B'liyoyit Semen HaKlal, agrees that there were at least two marochas, one for the carbonus, one for the one in order to make coals for the Ketores.
Every single mandam that says ach to receive by Yom, what were they moist for? What purpose?
To produce special coals that the Kohen Gadol would take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara says, "Because everyone
in order to make coals, you need fire for that." That's
of course you have to have wood. Wood.
Coals consists of what? How does it turn into coals?
Wood. Wood turns into coals. Yes, special wood.
Is it coals? You mean charcoal?
Right, charcoal. Where does charcoal come from? Wood. Really not good. Your ordinary, with special type of wood that it's like very, very old, very choshev.
Yeah.
You go out and cut down some weeds and you go burn them. It doesn't turn into charcoal. In order to make charcoal, you need certain type of wood. A certain type of wood that's dry. Making charcoal is a grosa chachma. It's like making a gourmet meal. So they had special wood that they burned.
I think today when people make barbecue, you could get a ready-made charcoal.
You bought ready-made, exactly.
In a bag, yeah?
Ready-made, 100%.
Probably expensive, no?
I have no idea.
They come in huge bags, I think, yeah. I
have no idea how it works.
Next.
Vaita. Bechol, you're next. Now the Mordechai says, everyone agrees, what is the common denominator? Everyone agrees, L'chol HaPachos, you have at least two.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Minolon, tell me a biblical source. Amakra.
So you need at least two?
Two. Amakra. He, Ho'ilo, it is the parasha Saf. Vayidaber Hashem Hashem Tzav Esra Mi Esma Limar Zois Toras Ho'ilo Hi Ho'ilo Al Moikdo.
Is it the beginning of the Yikra?
Tzav. Hi Ho'ilo Al Moikdo Al Han Mizbech Kol HaLayla. So the word Da'ash is this part of the Ho'ilo that is going to be burning Al Moikdo. Moikdo means the pyre. The pyre. It took me a long time to learn that word. The pyre. That means the fire. Pyre means the fire in the Mizbeach. Al HaMizbech Kol HaLayla. Wait a minute, today's Wednesday. Rabbi Shaul Lieberman, did your wife write an article? Send it over. Al Moikdo, Al HaMizbech Kol HaLayla. His wife is a very good writer. She knows all these words. She knows all these words that we don't know.
What's that?
Zimarach Gedoyla? Kol HaLayla, Zimarach Gedoyla. That's the person. Oila. The Oila. Al Moikta. Moikta is a maracha. Moikta, the fancy word, is the pyre.
Yeah.
You ever hear that word before?
Like the Akedah.
Now you know it. Pyre. The pyre. Al Mizbech, Al Mizbech Kol HaLayla. Zo maracha gedoyla. Vaita. Then is another pasuk. Pasuk is Vaita. The Eish HaMizbech Tukaybo, the fire will burn on it. That's according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi Kiyum. How does he know there's a third fire?
Yeah.
It says the vav. Okay, so that's how it is. There's going to be a third fire. For that, now, Rabbi Hudo Ahu Ahu, no. I need the word viho eish for lehatsosas aliyasa hudiyasa. You have to singe. Sin the fat tail of the sheep.
You have the what?
Singe. The word hatsos, lahatsosas, to burn. To burn, well, it doesn't necessarily mean to burn, it means to toast. You don't, there's a dip, when you burn, it means complete combustion, where it turns into ash. Hatsosa means it does not turn into ash, it gets, it's like, you know, it's like chometz erev Pesach. Most chametz erev Pesach does not turn into ash. No one has patience. They take chametz, they throw the Cheerios into. So what is it? It's singed. When you go and you it's like toast. Yeah, bread.
Yeah.
What is bread? What is toast? Toast is bread that has been singed. Okay, that's what it is.
Can I please have singed bread?
Yeah, that's what toast is. You don't burn the bread. If you burn the bread, it'll turn into ash. You singe the bread, which means it's been affected by the fire to the degree where it's no longer recognizable in its original state, and it's been damaged, so to speak. But toast is, that's exactly the way you want it. You want it to be singed. So when it comes to the fat tail, latzosas al yasa hudiyasa, the fat tail of a sheep. What does this mean? What are we talking about? So the Gemara explains, the Tanya of Braisa. The Gemara explains what this means. Tanya, ha'ya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, minayin latzosas al yasa, shloite hei ela, beroisho shel mizbeach. So what are we talking about over here, latzosas al yasa? Over here, it's the Hilug of the Hilug of Rashi. Latzosas al yasa lehatzis bohen or marocha gidoyla. Okay, al yasa is...
One second, you missed out. Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't mean the fat hill. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tosei biyadi. It means, alisa means, it means splinters.
Yeah.
Kismim dakim. So what you're supposed to do over here is... But yeah. So this is what it's saying, your halach. How do you ignite the marocha gedoyla? Okay, when you make a campfire, you ever make a campfire? You ever go to camp, so you go have a campfire? So you just can't go take a big chunk of wood, a log, and take a match, and like it doesn't go. You take a big gewaltig chunk of that.
You have to start
with clay nezachin. So this is what the Torah is telling, that when it comes to the mizbeach in the morning, you have to shnei gizrei etzim. You put shnei gizrei etzim, and then I guess they put other wood, but the wood they put on the mizbeach is grois. How are they going to light the fire?
Yeah.
So you have to, it's teaching you, don't expect miracles to happen. You have to take twigs, little clayna twigs, and light them, and they are ignited, and the little ones, they in turn ignite the bigger ones,
yeah.
And the bigger ones ignite the very big ones.
Yeah.
It's a process. You learn this in the pyromaniac school. Okay, some people have a PhD in pyromaniac. In order to make trouble, make a lot of fires. So it's a process of lighting a little fire, a little twigs. That's called the il alisa. That's what it means over here.
You light the twigs.
Alisa hudiyasa. The time of Raisa, Hayrabi Yehuda, Imer, Minayin lahatzosas alisa. When it says, now you're going to have to do this. No one's going to disagree, because there's no way you're going to be able to ignite. How else are you going to be able to get the fire going?
Yeah.
So what's the shaila? Shaila is, do you light the twigs downstairs? In other words, you got to get it going. So you know what you do? I have an idea. I'm going to take these twigs, and while I'm on the Azara, you got a match? Kaharim probably smoked. Some of them smoked, right? Do they smoke? This is before the Surgeon General. So the stama, they smoked. So you got a match. So you take them in the floor of the Azara. You light the match in the Azara to singe, to ignite the twigs, and then it's going. You run up the mizbeach with the twigs, and you throw it on the bigger twigs to get the fire going. Are
That's
you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that.
But
you have to. You have to make the fire light the match when you're on top of the mizbeach. That's what it's teaching.
So you first light the twigs while you're on top.
Atop.
So again, 1 second. So the
So that's the vav. The vav's there for the effort. He said that I cannot go use the vav to teach me the ish tamid. You're telling them, I mean, the ish shal kiyum, the kiyum ish. According to the other man, the
Amara, learned from a different drop.
I need the vav. Right. I need the vav to teach me that when you kindle the twigs to get the big fire going, it has to be done on the surface of the mizbeach.
Right.
You know that Rav Gedal Yeshur, the Rosh Yeshiva Torah Vadas, he's the father of Avram Shur. He smoked.
Okay.
And there's a store still there around the corner from Torah Vadas. And he would ask the Bachar to get him some cigarettes.
Me.
But he was embarrassed. So he would say to a Bachar, here's $10. And what was his favorite brand? Kent. If you can. If you can't, you can't.
Nah.
Yeah. That's what they said. He would go over to a Bachar.
One second. Rav Gedalia was the son of Rav Yaakov?
Rav Gedalia Shnor, Navtan, Rav Yaakov.
Rav Yaakov was a brother.
Rav Yaakov who? Shor?
Shor, Rav Yaakov Shor.
Who's Rav Yaakov Shor?
He was also in
Tzervidas.
You didn't know that?
No. Who's Rav Kamenetsky, you mean?
No. It was Rav Yaakov Shor. You never heard
Rav Yaakov Shor?
Yeah.
I don't know who Rav Yaakov Shor is.
I believe he was
a Maloch.
Right.
Oh, the Maloch. That was Levine. That was Levine.
No. The
he was a brother of Rav Gedalia Shnor.
Of Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Shor?
Rav Yaakov Shor.
Anyway, Rav Yaakov Shor.
Rav Yaakov Shor was Mamish at Tzadik. They say big things about him. Mamish.
Very holy person. 100%.
He was a Mamish of Bama Trey.
Well, by the Shachs of Lubavitch, right?
And
Lubavitch.
He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
Yeah, Shachs of Lubavitch. Weiter.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, Rav Gedalia, my father went to Tzervidas for short. That was a tremendous.
Rav Gedalia Shuavad, he was a good. He was the first. They said the first American made in Rosh Yeshiva, made in America.
Shlomo Hyman.
No, he was a European of Shlomo Hyman.
Oh, you mean the first American?
The first American born and bred Rosh Yeshiva.
I didn't know that.
That's what they said about him. They said he was the first born and bred Rosh Yeshiva.
Really, I didn't know that. Okay.
Made in America.
Okay.
They had a stamp on him, Vita. He had a ticket.
Nee.
If you remove it, then you get into trouble, you know, like the mattress thing, and I want to take off that sticker.
Nee.
Okay, now, how do we know that? So we stuck. How do you know? The Gemara says, how do you know? We're stuck now.
We just said before.
We don't know.
He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, so how does he have the pasuk then? According to one man, the word v'ho'esh is coming to be marv, is coming to be marv.
That when you kindle the the
sparks,
the twigs have to be on
right.
Top of those.
But the other man does not have the drasha. Right, fine.
Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the vav. The
other man does not. He needs that. He used that pasuk. One man used the vav to teach you the kiyamoish. And the other man, the Amos says,
you always need a fire?
We're going through how many fires do you need?
Yeah.
So the Pasuk says there's the Menach Gedola, and there's Menach Shnia, and then there's the we wanted to say that the third drasha, the Vav, is coming to be Marbe, the third fire. The third fire is the Kimoesh.
Right.
No,
when you
that,
say Kimoesh, you mean to say
there's
that
a third fire. A fire. I don't know what it means. We had that whole Rashi. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
There's a third fire.
Okay.
Just in case that
fire. And Rabbi Yossi, he drives it from the extra Vav.
Vav. And the problem over here is but not everyone can use that Vav because we could be there.
Okay, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Okay.
So now we have another Bryce that tells another Makar. Tanya, we have another Bryce that tells another Makar for how do you know the third fire. Let's go. It's three lines down after it gets wide. How do you know that you make a special maracha for kimo esh?
Didn't we have that before?
So another brayer. So this is the raya, like the man that says the vav. Rabbi Yosi hatsasas Rabbi Yosi that says that's the makar hatsasas alisa minole. If he's going to disagree and say that we need this pasuk of Yehoesh to be marbeh, the marocha of Kiyamoesh, where will he derive the makar for the halacha that when you light the twigs must be lit on the Rosh HaMizbeach?
So maybe he doesn't hold like that.
Maybe you're right. Let's see what he says. Rabbi Yosi, Hatzos, Elos, and Melech. Nafle, Mehecha, Nafle, Rabbi Shimon, another Raisha. What if Shimon, the Raisha? V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'kohen eish al ha'mazbeach. Was a famous Chazal. What's the purpose of it? Limit al hatzosas. So he darshins v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'kohen eish al ha'mazbeach. Limit al hatzosas alisa shloitehei ela b'kohen kosher. Very makbid. Who lights the first fire? It's like the Olympics. Who lights the fire? You know the Olympics? They light a torch and they carry the God's belt.
Yeah, I know.
Who is the one that lights that fire? To teach you? Limel atasa shalote ella bekoin kosher. A koyin kosher. Uvichli shares. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Klisharis, it means I guess they have a utensil where they light Rashi. Bilavush. Ooh, look at the hilik of Rashi, what he says over
here. You see, without Rashi, you would never get
das balabayis hebuch midas Torah.
This is
sort of Rashi. You see, Namish. Das balabayis hebuch. You never know this nothing exactly.
Not in a million
years.
You
never know this. Because you would say koid, you say, koid means bichihunoi. See that? Unbelievable. Koid means he's a miyuchis. And when it says bichlisharis, it means the big day kahuna. Unbelievable Rashi. Unbelievable Rashi.
By the way, until now, when it mentions Kohen, there has to be Dafka Kohen. What if it's a Kohen Heter, Kohen Gadol? It never says Kasher. Why some here it throws in the word Kasher? Very strange.
Because this is not an Iker Avoida. That's what the point is. You was always saying, you may say that they don't need a Kohen for this. To go light the fire in the Mizbeach.
So therefore you need, well, so Kohen should be sufficient. Why do you mean Kasher? Kasher, a Kohen?
Why do you understand this Kasher?
You never have this strange Kasher.
So maybe what it means, because maybe a Kohen Baal Mum can do it. Like, for example, eating Truma. Can a Kohen Baal Mum eat Truma? So like when it says Kohen Kasher,
so, yeah.
What does it mean Kohen Kasher? It means what?
He's not a Cholol, he's not a Mum, he's not
not a Baal Mum, not a Cholol. So you would think maybe we allow the Baal Mumim to go on the Mizbeach to light the fire. Give them also
so
something
to do.
Here
he comes, no
discrimination.
So here he comes to tell you no, that this is like an avoider.
Look, they're very, they were not discriminated. They had ramps, wheelchair access.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach had wheelchair access because they had ramps. So you'd say no in the Kohen Kasher. I'm assuming it means that about Mom of Klisharis.
And with his big Dekuna, yeah.
That's Klisharis. Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a loyal Rabbi Shimon.
It's interesting how the Gemara phrases in that way. Beklei Sharis, haflu gefella.
That's right.
Klei Sharis usually
means
big
Dekuna.
What you use?
Oh, my loyal Rabbi Shimon, chital adal chashe zor kav legabim mizbeach. Would you mind mentioning that zor going to mizbeach?
By the way, how did Rashi know this?
Rashi learned from his Rebbein.
Isn't a haflu gefella?
It is.
How the Gemara?
Everything Rashi says. You learn over and over how many times you learn a Gemara and you think you know the Pshat and you look in Rashi, wow, you're blown away. I wouldn't have expected that to come. Rashi, there's a Yisoid. Das Balabayis Hepuch Midas Torah.
We're all Balabayis.
So that's this pasuk. We have a new pasuk now. V'nosnu b'nei Aharon ha-koyein ish al ha-mizbech limin al ha-tzosas ha-lilsa sh'loi te'ela b'koyein. It says b'koyein kosher v'chlei sharis. That's the purpose of this pasuk.
Dear
Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shimon. I don't need a pasuk for that. No way. Why not? Why can't a zar go on the mizbeach? Why not? Are you going on the mizbeach?
Nee.
What's over here? V'chisal daidach me'achash at limed min min oich al mizbeach tukad boy sheichei b'roisha shal mizbeach klum butzachn limbik rezel latino koyein chisal ad alev. Alev? Look at that Rashi. That's a very unusual nusach in Rashi.
Chisal
alev. Rashi chisal daidach. Right in the middle of the Rashis.
Yeah,
and then Rashi in the middle of the Rashis, Vichisal Alev. Would you ever think Shazar Kav Gavim Mizbech Val Neymar? Ach El Klei HaMizbech Vel Mizbech Lo Yakrivu. So a fair Shapasik. Did you know this part? I never knew this Pasik.
It says
Rashi says
El Klei HaKodesh.
El Klei HaKodesh.
I'm sorry, Klei HaKodesh.
The El HaMizbech, the Ferish. The El HaMizbeach. It is also for a Zohar to step on the Mizbeach. Okay,
yeah.
Does the average person know the halacha?
So why do you have to learn that from
the
Pasuk? How would you have a
right? Elo, so what then do we need the Pasuk over to teach you? Because once already that you have to have a Kohen go, once already we know that you need a Kohen to go on the Mizbeach. Of course. So the new Pasuk. Oh no, I lost. Something happened to the Rebbe. One second, Rebbe. I think
Flannel Ben's everything's all right.
He's there to show. We're there to show.
Since when?
2 days ago.
When is
he
coming back?
I lost the connection over here.
When is he coming back?
In a week or two?
Really?
A while.
What? He has children there?
Yeah.
Forgive me, I'll be back. You could continue.
My computer went dead. I don't know what's going on over here.
The guy
is obviously
holds that
his
right,
right? So he said, you're not getting
enough.
Are you there? Are you there? Rabbi Yisrael, are you there? I lost you.
Sigalda.
cigars are over. But Ted, nice when Ted is a little bit like you, not like a bull, right? Yeah. Omru was cigar. Shem Sora no. Domino is a fish. Shem Enea no. Merutas. Shem Aznia no. The fullest. Shema Kutumno.
Mazel Tov. I don't know, it went there back. He went with the Sakisi and this whole home went there. I can't get it to work. You want to figure it out?
Why does it seem dirty here?
What?
Why does it seem so dirty?
Because I spit on it the whole day.
No, I'm sorry. You can't keep it shut.
The meeting has ended. Look, what's going on? Don't touch it. Let me just show you what's going on over here. What's going on? This never happened. Zoom.
Yeah.
My account. Meetings. Personal room. Join now. My high. It's never happened to me. Never happened to me such a thing. Don't touch it.
How did you turn off the browser?
The other browser?
Your browser, Safari, browser? Kill it. No.
Everything?
Command Q. Command Q.
Command Q.
Go back into Safari. No. It's not done.
There's something very dirty. Don't touch. It can get dirty. I don't want you to get a whole chasma. Command. Oh, it's going out. It came back on. Let's see. Continue. Connecting to server. This never happened before to me. I never saw this before.
It might cost, I need your help at 7. I'm not muted. I didn't prepare anything for it to say for 7. I'm not muted.
I don't want to get dirty. Don't get dirty.
How do you use this?
What? I just use it, I don't know, that's what happens. I get lazy cleaning it. I don't know why it gets so dirty all the time. I spit on it.
You use Safari or you use Chrome?
Chrome, I only use Chrome.
Chrome.
I only use Chrome. I don't like Safari.
Okay, let's kill Chrome. Kill Chrome. Okay, we killed Chrome and we killed Zoom. I will try it now again.
I'll go on my phone.
Or you can use my computer.